the main commandment. When the Pharisees heard how Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they came together. One of them, a teacher of the law, tried to test him with these questions. "Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law?" Jesus answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the most important of the commandments. But after this, there is another one very similar to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets are founded on these two commandments." Imagine someone who, before going abroad, summoned his servants to entrust his property to them. He gave 5 talents of silver to one, then 2 to another, and 1 to a third, each one according to his ability, and he went away. He who received 5 talents went at once to do business with the money and gained another 5. The one who received 2 did the same and gained another 2. But the one with 1 talent dug a hole and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and asked for a reckoning. The one who received 5 talents came with another 5 talents, saying, "Lord, you entrusted me with 5 talents, but see, I have gained 5 more with them." The master answered, "Very well, good and faithful servant. Since you have been faithful in a few things, I will entrust you with much more. Come and share the joy of your master." Then the one who had 2 talents came and said, "Lord, you entrusted me with 2 talents. I have 2 more, which I gained with them." The master said, "Well, good and faithful servant, since you have been faithful in little things, I will entrust you with much more. Come and share the joy of your master." Finally, the one who had received 1 talent came and said, "Master, I know that you are an exacting man. You reap what you have not sown and gather what you have not invested. I was afraid, so I hid your money in the ground. Here, take what is yours." But his master replied, "Wicked and worthless servant, you know that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not invested. Then you should have deposited my money in the bank, and you would have given it back to me with interest on my return. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who are unproductive, even what they have will be taken from them. As for that useless servant, throw him out into the dark, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."